Later in the draft, the Pistons made a trade. Originally, they had number 31, which was the first pick in the second round. And they traded that for pick number 20. It was Marcus Sasser of the University of Houston Cougars, who played 4 years at Houston, so he's a little bit older. But he, you talk about tenacious defense. This kid played defense. This kid played heart. This kid was a battler. He could shoot, a very good three-point shooter, close to 40% in college. A really good pick, I believe, especially where you're picking him at 20. Now, the comparable things on Sasser that you're reading, they say plays defense like Lindsey Hunter. Lindsey Hunter, a pretty good outside shot, too. Not a great player, obviously, but, you know, a veteran in this league for a while, Lindsey Hunter, selected right before Allen Houston in the 1993 draft, just 20 years ago, if my math is correct. Right? No, that would be 30 years, would be the 93 draft. That was at the Palace. Now, other things about the draft, and we'll get to with Troy Weaver, in, you know, free agency, how's the Pistons roster going to stack up? Right now, you know, your starting five, in my opinion, would be Cunningham, Ivy, Durin, Beef Stew, and Bogdanovich. That would be your starting five. You got to do a little better than that if you're going to plan to be a playoff team. And that's what we see, we'll see with free agency, whether it's bringing back Jeremy Grant, which I got to admit, I'm not crazy about. And a lot of that is just bias because he's been here before. And they weren't very good when he was here. And it's not his fault. He does fit some of their needs. He's a good outside shooter and he plays good defense. But it's, you know, kind of like if he was somebody, he had a different name, same player, I'd probably like it a little more. The other thing to look out for is Cam Johnson. He was a restricted free agent for Brooklyn. Now the Pistons might overpay to make that happen. But obviously Monty Williams was his coach in Phoenix before he was traded in the Durant deal to Brooklyn. He's a really good outside shooter, does play good defense, and the Pistons need a athletic 3-and-D guy, you know, more so than even a guy like Bogdanovich. So as far as the shooting aspect, I kind of thought that, you know, if they were able to trade down, which they weren't, that they could get somebody like Grady Dick. I was surprised that Jed Howard went before Grady Dick to Orlando. And yes, I'll make the joke right here. You know, you had Jalen Suggs in Orlando. They drafted Anthony Black. If they would have drafted Grady Dick, yes, their backcourt would have been Suggs, Black, Dick. Okay, I'm sophomoric. I understand that. All right, it's time to talk about the Pistons with the man who made the selection. The general manager of the Pistons, Troy Weaver, joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program.